Some people call them moth orchids, but they are more formally known as Phalaenopsis orchids. You might just know them as the orchids that you see at a grocery store. But in any case, they are super easy to care for and will reward you with blooms for years to come under the right conditions. So let's talk about that for a second. The first thing we want to consider, as always, is light. To get these guys to rebloom and to keep them happy, they need bright indirect light. If you don't know what I mean by bright light, refer to episode 1 of this podcast where I talk about basic care instructions, including light and all that light terminology is. Next, we'll go into watering. These guys are super easy to know when to water because their roots will turn silver whenever they're ready for a drink. When all of the roots have turned silver, spray water just on the roots. Don't water the foliage at all. If water gets into the crown of the plant, which is the top dead center of the plant, it will rot it out pretty quickly. So just take your watering can and water the roots only until they are all bright green. Return it to your location where you have it on display and wait until those roots turn silver again before watering. This usually is about a week to 2 weeks, depending on the medium that you have and the conditions in your home. Let's talk about fertilizing real quick. If the orchid is in bloom, there's no need to fertilize. If the orchid is not in bloom, it's best to fertilize every other week with an all-purpose orchid plant food. You can buy it online or you can buy it at any big box store that has a gardening center. Next, we'll talk about how to repot your orchid. I repot my orchids every year or every other year, depending on their root growth. If their roots are swirling all along the bottom, or maybe even they're coming out of the bottom drainage hole, it's a good idea to repot them. You want to go in one size larger, and I recommend going into another plastic pot. You can slip that into another decorative pot later on, but the clear pots are really good for, so you can continue to look at the roots to see whether or not it needs to be watered. Now, what I mean by one size larger, let's say your orchid is in a 4-inch pot, it's best to go up one size, so a 5-inch pot. For potting medium, you want to stick with either orchid bark or sphagnum moss. Both of them can usually be found in the orchid section at your local gardening center, or you can order them online. If your orchid is currently in bloom, take note of where the first bloom on the plant spike is. Now, that would be the lowest bloom on the plant spike. When the blooms fall off, what you want to do is cut about a 1/2 inch below where that lowest bloom came out of the bloom spike. If your orchid is not in bloom right now, don't worry about it. Just wait until it blooms next season and take note of it then, and then carry on with proper care instructions. That's going to do it for Phalaenopsis orchid care. If you have any questions or if you have a plant that you want to be highlighted and provided care instructions for, reach out to me at Tanner the Planter on Instagram.